Hi, my name is Nick.
Hi, and I'm Frederick.
And this is the Music Podcast. You can find me at Music Podcast 3 on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, you can find me at Radio Nick. On Facebook, you can find me at Radio Nick.
And for me, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat under Frederick Grimsley underscore Junior and stuff. That's Frederick Grimsley underscore Junior on Instagram and Frederick Grimsley Junior on Facebook. And then on Snapchat, it's F Grimsley 1. So from all social medias, just follow me on there. If you ever want to listen to your music podcast, you can follow both of us. For me, Nick.
Music Podcast 3 on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find Frederick where he just told you. And let's get on with the show. And thanks for listening. Hello, my name is Nick, and welcome back to the Music Podcast. And my co-host is here with us, Frederick.
What's up?
And today we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about. Did you hear who's on TikTok?
No.
A really big group, ABBA.
ABBA is on TikTok?
Yes, ABBA is on TikTok.
I don't know why that's funny, but I just find it amusing.
Why? It's actually them. There was one you can't see his face, so you don't know exactly who's playing, but one of them is actually playing the piano in one of the TikToks.
Oh, it's like, is already getting bored with their life where
no,
like, hey, let's get on TikTok.
No, I think they want to come back, but like if you guys don't know who ABBA is, they did songs like Dancing Queen and Thank You for the Music.
Yeah.
And other things. Yeah, so ABBA's on TikTok, which is like, that was like really, really kind of big news at that time when it came out.
Now a lot of celebrities are on TikTok now.
Yeah, I know. But like ABBA, I don't remember the last time they made, they haven't done anything like ever, except for the, probably just the Mamma Mia 2.
Oh, you talking about the play?
The movie, the second one.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah, that's the one with, that was the one with Cher.
Yeah, there's also a play too.
Yeah, it's a play. Yeah, the first one was based off a play. I think the second one was just the movie. There is no like Mamma Mia 2 play.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear who's got new music?
Mm-mm.
One Republic's got a new album out.
Oh yes.
And and guess who has a small like EP that's out?
Wait. I think I know who you're talking about, but I can't picture his name in my head.
It's not a him, it's a group.
It's a group.
Okay. Gorillaz.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they got new music out and yeah, stuff like that.
I love Gorillaz.
Yes, so do I.
I would love to see them in concert one day.
Yeah. And also we're going to start talking about Donda.
Yes,
Donda. So he had three listening parties. So first one was Atlanta. Do you know where the second one was?
I think the other one was in LA.
Yeah, it might have been LA, and then the third one was in Chicago.
Yeah.
And in the third one, Kim Kardashian actually came out in a wedding dress.
Yeah.
And
then he had his old childhood home.
Yeah, they built like his childhood home, and they also had DaBaby, and Marilyn Manson out.
Yeah. On
stage with them, because supposedly there's a song out there with DaBaby, Kanye West, DaBaby, and Marilyn Manson. That when that album first came out, this past Sunday. That album, that song, it was called Jail. I think it was Jail Part 2.
Yeah.
And that was removed off of Spotify. Had no, it was not on Spotify, no, not on any streaming sites. And I guess
they kept the first one.
Yeah,
but they removed the second part because of the reason is because the baby was on that album.
And Marilyn Manson. But later on in the day, they actually put it back on. Because Kanye West won that. And did you know that album wasn't even supposed to come out?
Yeah, I heard something say it wasn't supposed to be on Universal.
Yeah, Universal, Kanye West didn't approve the album to come out on Sunday. Universal just took it and pushed it out and made it public.
Oh, so it wasn't, so basically they just went under Kanye and just said, fuck it.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's probably also why, also another reason why the artist featuring artist names are not on the album.
That's kind of, how can Universal go behind his back? Yeah, like
I don't know.
But I heard also rumors that Drake fans vandalized his childhood home.
Drake?
Yeah, Drake. No. Drake fans, they vandalized his childhood home that he had on stage.
Oh damn.
Not the actual home.
You mean Kanye's home.
The setup that he had on stage.
Yeah, Kanye, not Drake.
Yeah, no. Drake fans.
Yeah.
That vandalized him.
Oh wow. Yeah. That vandalized Kanye West's childhood home thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So we talked about last week about Nirvana's Nevermind album, where the little baby on the album that's naked and he's trying to swim for the dollar bill is trying to sue Nirvana, but they interviewed him on Inside Edition, and this is what he had to say.
This is one of the most recognizable album covers ever. Now the man who was this naked baby swimming in the pool on Nirvana's Nevermind LP is coming forward, not to say that's me, but to file a lawsuit over the use of his image.
It's one of the most iconic album covers in rock history. Nevermind by Nirvana and its frontman Kurt Cobain is number 6 on Rolling Stone's list of greatest albums of all time. The baby boy swimming underwater, chasing a dollar bill on a fish hook, was released in 1991. But 30 years later, that image is now embroiled in controversy.
My name is Spencer Eldon, and I'm the baby on the Nirvana album cover.
Spencer Eldon is now claiming his parents never signed a release, and the nude image constituted child pornography. Eldon's parents were reportedly paid $200. That was it. We spoke to one of Eldon's lawyers, Margaret Mabee.
He's asking for people to respect his privacy and to respect privacy rights that were stolen from him when he was a baby. I simply ask people to have some empathy to understand what it would be like if that were you.
Over the years, Eldon has had fun with the cover. He recreated it at age 8. In this interview from 2016, he had this to say.
My dad threw me in the pool with his friend for a photo shoot, and it became a big deal. Definitely an interesting thing to be a part of.
Our calls to the photographer, Nirvana, and their record label were not returned.
Yeah, no shit. The Nirvana is not going to return their call.
Yeah.
They're not around. To me, that was the most funniest thing out of the whole interview. Yeah. Nirvana. Let's hear that again from my audience.
Their label were not returned. Nirvana.
Anything to be a part of.
Our calls to the photographer, Nirvana, and their record label were not returned.
No shit, Nirvana's not around. They're not going to return their call.
I would like to talk to Kurt Cobain.
I'd like to talk to Nirvana. They're everyone. The lead singer's dead. There's not even they didn't even rebrand with a different lead singer. They're like, the group's not even around. Like, the only person that's still around, there's a couple people still around, but they're not in a group called Nirvana.
Yeah.
They're on, that's like, it's literally Foo Fighters.
Do they realize that Nirvana is like basically done for?
Yeah. But yeah, that's weird that the parents never signed like a waiver or anything, you know?
Yeah, honestly, all these years, to be honest, growing up listening to Nirvana, I always thought it was Kurt Cobain as a baby.
Yeah, so did I. Actually thought it was like one of them, yeah. And that album is like really, that's an iconic album.
Yeah.
That's where you get Smells Like Teen Spirit on.
Yeah, that's like the most popular song.
So they never signed like a waiver or anything. So now he's trying to like get money out of them or whoever he can get money off of, you know?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I was watching the other day, which I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but I never mentioned who's actually in it.
Cool.
I was watching Duncanville, and I totally forgot to mention the last time I mentioned this, that the teacher on the show, guess who the teacher is?
Who?
Teacher is Wiz Khalifa.
Wait, Wiz Khalifa plays the teacher?
Yeah, he plays the teacher on the show.
Wow, I gotta look that up. Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah, he plays the teacher on Duncanville.
Duncanville. Oh, did you hear what festival got canceled?
No, what? What festival got canceled?
Bannaroo.
It did?
Yeah, Bannaroo got canceled because due to the Hurricane Ida.
Yeah, when was that supposed to happen?
This weekend. But it got canceled due to the loud, it says due to the long festival 2 days before it was supposed to begin to a stream. It got canceled because of Hurricane Ida. The flood, it flooded the whole
like arena or field or whatever.
Yeah, the whole field, so they can't put up the stages and everything. So,
did you find the thing on Duncanville?
Oh no, I just wanted to tell you that real quick.
Oh, that's cool.
Duncanville.
Here, Frederick wants to look it up.
Okay, so it's telling me Amy Poehler is in it, Ty Burrell.
Yep.
Baby Betsy. Oh shoot.
What?
You're right.
Yeah, the teacher.
He plays Mr. Mitch.
Yep. It's like the only black person on that the only black people character on that show.
No, Rashida Jones is black.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying character.
Wow. Joy Oscar Mont.
Yeah, I don't know who the other people are on that show. Hold on, let me pause. So there's this website that's out there, and it's called Music Festivals Wizard. And you can go click your location. So if you say go United States month, let's go September. Let's see, electronic, let's see, downtown, you can click downtown, indoors, or you could just type in, like, certain, so you just click find, and it brings up all the festivals that are happening in, like, September in the United States. So if I type in, like, imagine.
What's the name of that website?
It's called Music Festival Wizard. And awesome. You can type in like Imagine Festival or Bonnaroo or whatever, and it comes Imagine Festival. Let's see.
Yeah, type in Bonnaroo, it might show cancel. So you can type in any festival and it'll show music up. Festival.
Yeah, it should, yeah. But yeah, it should. But it's just not working the way I want to work. Let's see here. I just typed it in. I typed in on Google instead. So it comes up like this. So it comes up with like the festival, like going live almost. And then it comes up and it talks about all the different people, all the different people who are performing. And okay. It gives you the lineup. It gives you see exactly where it's going to be, where the map is. It gives you the map. It actually gives you a little history on it. It says that Imagine Festival started as a two-day downtown event.
Oh, it used to be in downtown Atlanta?
Yeah. It used to be at like down. Yeah, I guess close to downtown, because last time it was at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Oh, okay.
And then it tells you who's performing. So you can type in literally any group, learn about them, like who's performing, like Kashmir. So you can click on Kashmir and it'll take you to his page. Or no, Kashmir. Not Kashmir. Yeah, Kashmir.
Cascade?
Yeah. I meant Cascade. Oh, sorry about that. Cascade, take you to his page, tell you a little about him, and it'll bring you up some of his music, his Wikipedia page, and like all different past festivals. And isn't that kind of cool?
That is sick.
Yeah. So you could learn about like a festival that's happening in the UK in March 2022, like Tomorrowland Winter.
I forgot about Tomorrowland.
No, this is Tomorrowland Winter
2022.
Yeah, do you remember the winter version?
Yeah, they had it one time and then.
Yeah.
Then the pandemic happened.
The pandemic. Coming soon to a theater near you. The
wait, I'm going to type in. Wait, can you type in Sunfest? I want to see if Sunfest.
Yeah, let's see.
I know Sunfest is not as big as the other festivals, but.
No, but that'd be cool if it comes up. Let's see. You know, there is another Sunfest?
There is?
Yeah. It's like in the UK. Sun. No, not. It's in like, Sun. Not UK. It's in like, Australia? It's in like, Canada.
Oh, Canada has a festival?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Sunfest. There we go. Is this our Sunfest? Yep.
Downtown West Palm?
Yep, there it is.
Oh, Sunfest 2022.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It says more than 175,000 people show up to Sunfest. It said it's been since 1982.
Yeah. Sunfest is old.
Sunfest has been around that long.
Yeah.
Oh, look, that's cool. You can click on the past lineups. There's awesome. All the people like, oh, 2012 was Pitbull and Snoop Dogg.
I saw that was the year I went.
What, 2012?
Yeah.
Damn, you're old.
Shut up.
You know what? It only goes up to 19. Oh, wait, that's when I went. That's when I saw Diplo and Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can see the old lineup too. Diplo. Yeah, no.
Oh, and right here in B-52s.
G-Eazy was there. I forgot about G-Eazy.
One Republic was there. Yeah, so you can literally type in any festival, music festival, and look up their history, look up anything.
Hey, Nick, I want to try something.
Okay, go right ahead.
Can you type in Garlic Fest?
Okay, I'm gonna do it. Garlic Fest. If I could spell it right. And there it is, Garlic Fest. No, it doesn't come. Oh shit, is this it? No, this isn't Garlic Fest. What the fuck is this?
It's called Mountain Fest.
What the fuck? What is Mountain Fest?
Oh, he was up. That would be sick if Dolly Fex came up on there.
No, it would not. No one knows. Seriously, it's like only something that happens. And if you guys don't know what it is, it's basically just an all day like festival with garlic.
Yeah, but they got some, they had ZZ Top perform.
No, they didn't have ZZ. They did?
Yeah. They had somebody.
They had Snoop, not Snoop Dogg. What's his name? When we went, but we didn't see him.
One of Bob Marley's sons.
Yeah, Bob Marley's brother or whatever. It was like Ziggy Marley. Marla. Yeah, you know Ziggy Marley is the one who sings the Arthur theme. Who sings the Arthur theme song?
For real?
Yeah. Every day when you're walking down the street.
Down the street.
And you
looking for a beat. I used to watch that too, but
yeah, I love Arthur. How do you not know the theme song?
It's been so long.
You got working together, simple message, and it comes from so different music festivals. So like different music festivals are happening, getting canceled. And in October, or no, actually not October, November. So like Thanksgiving, they're coming out with the Let It Be movie in October, and it's supposed to be released on Disney Plus. So it's gonna be like a 3-day three-day like documentary that's going to be released on Disney Plus. It's scenes from the Let It Be, I think it's called actually Get Back, but it's the scenes from like deleted scenes, kind of like not deleted scenes, but scenes they recently found of new ones from the Let It Be movie by the Beatles.
Oh,
yeah. So check that out on Disney Plus. Okay. What were you gonna say?
I was going to say, I noticed you're wearing your Palm Beach shirt.
Yeah. So check that out on Disney Plus around, I think it comes out on Thanksgiving or around Thanksgiving. Because sometimes when they say, oh, coming out like Thanksgiving or this Christmas, it's not really on Christmas. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So different music festivals are happening. Go out and watch those or whatever. So what have you been listening to this week?
I've been listening to a lot of Cascade. Mm-hmm. A lot of Nitty Gritty.
What about Kanye West's new album?
I have, but only one song I kind of like. I know you do not like this.
What song?
It's Jail, but I like the part one version.
Yeah, part one, yeah.
Jay-Z is in that one.
The ones I like is Heaven and Hell. I like Heaven and Hell. I like
wait, is that from Donda?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you didn't like none of it.
No, I like a little bit of it, and I like Donda.
Oh, the actual Donda.
Yeah, song? The actual song. And what's her name? Ariana Grande. She came out and announced that she's not on that album or on that song.
Oh, so she's not on it. I thought he had almost like every
he had like a couple of celebrities, but so let's hold on. Let's get into the Heaven and Hell real quick. So Kanye West has a song on his album called Heaven and Hell. So I'm going to play you a clip with a clip, and I'm going to play you a couple other clips, because that intro is not the first time anybody's heard this intro to the song. So you got the song called Heaven and Hell. Then you hear it on Then you hear it on this song. From Jenny from the Block. And it all originally came from this song. It's called 20th century. It's a 20th century band. Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do stealing. Everyone's got to make a living. It's called 20th century steel band.
Oh, wow.
And guess what the name of that song is?
What?
Heaven and Hell is on Earth.
So two artists use that song from those people.
But the funniest thing is, what's the name of the Kanye song?
Heaven and Hell?
Yeah. So he just took away the Earth part of the intro of the song. And he just named it Heaven and Hell.
Wow.
Yeah, because when I was listening to Donda and listening to that song, I was like, I know I've heard the song somewhere. The intro. And it was from the Jenny from the Block version. But
yeah, that's where I first heard it. And then I didn't even know Jenny from the Block took that from.
Yeah, I took it from the 20th century steel band. And that came out in like the 70s, 80s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 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 That's a cool little fun fact. And speaking of someone you're going to go see, 6ix9ine's got a new documentary out on Netflix, on Hulu.
He does.
Yeah. And okay. Don't you have a story?
Yep.
Okay, time for story time.
Yes, it is. I do have a story, but it's not as bizarre as the last few ones I've been to for the last couple of weeks. But this week, honestly, I've been busy, like with my new job and everything. I'm working 24/7. So one of my coworkers took me out and stuff. We went to this place in Miami called Treehouse. Okay. And stuff, and never heard of it, but it's like an EDM club, and we've seen people coming in and stuff. Now I usually don't drink as much. I only had like one shot of drink, and stuff, and it was, and then I was kind of feeling the music, but you won't believe who showed up in there.
Who showed up?
Some wrestler. Like WWE wrestler. Damn. Was in there. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Stuff.
I didn't even know who he was until they said it. I was like, mm-hmm. Give it up for somebody. And then one of Instagram models showed up. I know who they are.
Wasn't there somebody twerking?
There's always people twerking. You're gonna find people twerking everywhere.
Not everywhere.
Yeah, but
what about the library? They're not gonna be twerking at the library.
But here's what made the story more interesting.
What? Tell me. Tell the viewers.
So she came up to me. She's like, you know, it's like, hey, sir, you want to dance? I was like, no, I'm just chilling and stuff. I was like, come on and dance with me. So she grabs my arm, literally, and then yank it and put me on stage, and I was like, and then she puts her hand around my head and stuff, and she's like, come on, move those hips. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, literally, I was like, okay, this is how I do it. And I was like, ooh, ooh, all of that, and all of this, like all of that. And then she was like, okay. And then she all dancing, and then she started twerking on me. I was like, woo. And then my coworkers were like, yo, get it, Freddie. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, so here's what happens.
Okay, this is where it gets good.
I didn't know she had a boyfriend. Her boyfriend literally puts me to the side and like, hey, bro, what are you doing? Like, whoa. And everybody had to come in between us and all that.
Damn.
Like, whoa.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. This almost happened. and stuff. But he was like, well, you know, that's my girl, right? I was like, oh no, she told me, it's like, baby, it's fine. I told him he can dance for me. I was like, oh, okay. As long as he said it's okay, you can dance with my girl, bro. But don't touch her. Do not look at her sexy. I was like, no, bro. He apologizes. Yeah, he apologizes. And then he was like, okay, bro, go about your business. And so I'm like, okay. I was like, shit, I don't even know why I want to dance with you. Dance with her. And then the guy comes along and we all started dancing together. And I'm like, okay, now I guess. And then he was trying to twerk on me. I'm like, oh, is your boyfriend gay? And so, like, me and Chaz literally looked at each other. My Chaz is one of my coworkers.
Yeah.
And so me and Chaz looked at each other. I was like, bro, let's get the fuck out of here.
Damn.
So, yeah, but my friend almost protected me because I almost got in a fight.
That's good.
Yeah, I was like, I'm almost about to get beat up by somebody's boyfriend.
So did you know this song by Will Smith, Wild Wild West, is sampled from another song?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Wild West, Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider, no you don't want nada, none of this, six gunning this, brother running this, Buffalo Soldier, look it's like I told you, any damsel that's in it.
Yeah, so that song, Wild Wild West, that we just heard, is actually sampled from this song. It's called I Wish.
Oh yeah. Looking back on when I was a little nappy headed
off. Yeah, so songs like that that are sampled from each other, and just go out and listen. Just if you hear a song and you think you know the beat or the music from some other song, like if you heard like a different song, just Google and see what they use, this who sampled, like what song they sampled. And go out, buy CDs, buy cassette tapes, vinyls, 45s. Two more weeks before Imagine Festival. And then, but that week that we go to Imagine Festival, there will be a special, we will be off that week, but there will be a special story time, the best of story times with Frederick.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. I was going to say you will get all of me for 30 minutes. How long is the show?
Yeah, it should be about 30 minutes or maybe shorter, but yeah, for one episode that will air on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget to tell your friends that we post every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. My name is all Nick. My name is Nick.
And I'm Frederick.
And we are out. Good night, good day, wherever you are in the world. We are out.